Shodju Shach Lay, a smileyam she was yaldiger. She Robert de Carselach Mish. I'm Bob Carswell, and I'd like to welcome you to Shach Lay. In Shach Lay this time, Siniru Shodje Shach Lay, the Il Vrija, the eve of St. Bridget's Day. And that saw the enactment of an important tradition here in the island. And that, of course, leads into Lael Brija, the feast day of Brija, Bride or Bridget, which is celebrated on the 1st of February. But it's not only the saint that people were mindful of. Lael Murran na Gaoinil, the church celebration known as Candlemas, the 2nd of February. Plus, two events you can go out to this coming weekend, the 1st and 2nd of February. We'll start with a tale from Neddy Beg Hom Rai, Edward Farragher of Craignaish, and it's told to us here by Ruth Keggin.
Kate Darau, Vashan Ven Eranach, Cumul Uns Baldwin, Uns Bol V Emisit Eriween, As Vin Shan Ven Shedden, Goldus Adoris, Dach E, As Gre, Mavanach Leshna Ferishin. Veaki Mageddon, Ekan Eil Brija, Kyartak and Tult de Brija, Ma yinaki chit de kershilia oru. Henkin eil vrija kiet darau, as na salt ena yinu erlu na chorek, va bord runt kurit on, as kusta aran, as kerja, as jock loon, vech na herani gimbal a jock ochiden uns na lechen shedden. Va kainal vua veel kurit erivords on salja de brija, as vin liavi ena chres sus de yinui mila. As in Doris and Egael Foslet the Lane. Eshviaki Gre, Vrija, Vrija, Koi a bee a tie higu hugger, Targus a tie ein noch, Shen Marvi Jinu, the Hulia fail Brija.
Vrija, Vrija, Targus Mahai, Targus a tie em noch. Vrija, Vrija, Taro, Targus, a tiem noch, o fajuli, and Doris de Brija, as lig de Brija, chitstiak. Vrija, Vrija, Taro, gus, a tiem noch.
Fe ceid rau, as fe dunia eg siwl gaiet en ymrean ega. Fe en yr ed tai, tre reni ffag yn salja yn sult er i wyn. Fe'n enym ega, diwyn lwyn. Tre honic ein o rydyn er y fod rynt, hwy ei sys er yn stôl drwma. As reni gi jyn aran, as cerja, as reni gyw yn joch lwyn. Es reni gul yn syliafi, as reni rawlil ei hyden. As jinu nlavi deve ma debeach payach ave na lai uri, as trevin lair mush brija, hae roche gus a cummel egahedon. Trehenk shan ven eriween gus a tult, de yichen rau brija deve on. As trehonic e de rau an aran, as kerja ena e, as n joch ulu ena u, reni truggle sus alawen, as ren kaura na kraja. As Renny Buella a Bazin noy rahoy, uns bogged a rau brija ave uns a tulta as the rau e ginu, soyach jain aran as kerja as in jochlun. Bechi gaymacht and sly vech gulsha, de bech banacht brija uri and vlen shore. Erinor de rau brija ave goil acht uns a tult, as vechi ginch daud a rau brija ave na lai uns a lavi. As heren duin luin gref fogel me gate a mush, gus lurg bears shan ven airy ween. Mar shen, huri bears credul de re brija vave uns a tultani shen. As to renny gi and aran as kerja, as gu and jochlun as liai uns a liavi.
Ruth Keggin with a tale in Manx from Neddy Beg Hom Rai, relating to Eil Vrija as Lael Brija. And thanks to Culture Vanim for that recording of Ruth. We'll return to Ruth and to that story later on. But now we'll turn to A.W. Moore's Folklore of the Isle of Man, published in 1891. A parish church, a nunnery, and no less than 7 of the ancient keels are named after New Brigia, St. Bride, St. Bridget, in the Isle of Man, where she seems to have been a great favourite. This is a song in Irish in praise of New Brigia na Gael, St. Bridget of the Gaels. Now, the parish that A.W. Moore refers to there is, of course, Kirkbride. He then goes on to mention the nunnery. The chapel of the nunnery, just outside Douglas, is dedicated to St. Bridget, but that's a more recent conversion of part of the old stable block. But it's probable that there was one of the ancient keel site that A.W. Moore refers to in that area. And the St. Bridget's Well there, though now very overgrown. Manx tradition has it that the nunnery was founded by Brigia herself when she came to the island, and that she came here to take the veil as a bride of Christ, in other words, to dedicate herself to a life of religious work and contemplation as a nun, from the hand of St. Macheld. Cyril Payton's 1939 digest of Manx calendar customs has this to say: Bridget was doubtless the old Celtic goddess. The name of this old Celtic goddess he's referring to was Bridget or Brigit, and it's derived from a Proto-Indo-European root word meaning to shine or bright or white, from which comes the word Bricht in English. It was pronounced in Chaucer's day, but these days pronounced bright. So she's Bricht, the Bright One, and was worshipped by the many tribes whom the Romans called the Brigantes, and they were found in Britain, in Ireland, and on the continent. This Celtic goddess, Brigit or Bridget, may be associated with the Indo-European goddess of the dawn, but she came to be worshipped as a triple goddess, or a trinity of sisters: Bridget the goddess of dawn and light, Bridget the smith, associated with flame and making, and Bridget the healer. Now, this last one is because of the association of Bridget with the fire and the hearth as the centre of the household, the centre of warmth, the centre for food, which was prepared by the woman of the household, where she also nursed, nurtured and fed her children. And so Bridget became a goddess associated with women and birth and the household. As pagan Ireland converted to Christianity, a figure emerged not as Bridget the goddess, but as St. Bridget of Kildare. Now, famously in Kildare was a sacred grove with an eternal flame tended by acolytes, and this pagan site became a centre of Christian tradition, tended by nuns. Men weren't allowed into its precincts. Strangely, though, a completely anachronistic tradition grew up that St. Bridget had helped the Virgin Mary to give birth to Jesus, or was the foster mother to the young Jesus. In Alexander Carmichael's Carmina Gadelica, which are songs in Gaelic, a collection of Gaelic songs, prayers and incantations, mainly from the Western Isles of Scotland, this is a translation of a prayer collected from a nurse called Janet Campbell of South Uist. And once again, it's thanks to Culture Vanin, particularly Brigia Madrill.
There came to me assistance, Mary, fair and Brigia, as Anna bore Mary, as Mary bore Christ, as Ailie bore John the Baptist, without flaw in him. Aid thou me in mine unbearing, aid me, O Brigia. As Christ was conceived of Mary, full, perfect on every hand, assist thou me, foster mother, the conception to bring from the bone, as thou didst aid the Virgin of Joy, without gold, without corn, without kine. Aid thou me, great is my sickness. Aid me, O Brigia.
Thanks to Brigia Madrill this time for reading that for us. A prayer collected from nurse Janet Campbell of South Uist and a woman calling for assistance in childbirth from Brigia, Bride or Bridget. This is another piece from the Carmina Gadelica. It invokes, in order, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Three, and then St. Bridget. And after Bridget are invoked St. Michael, Mary, and St. Columba. I'll leave only Bridget's name in here, but the same words for each are repeated in the opening litany I've just outlined in the order mentioned. May Bridget give blessing to the house that is here. Bridget the fair and tender. Her hue like the cotton grass, rich-tressed maiden of ringlets of gold. Both crest and frame, both stone and beam, both clay and wattle, both summit and foundation, both window and timber, both foot and head, both man and woman, both wife and children, both young and old, both maiden and youth. The tradition of St. Bride as a provider and carer is taken even further in this poem from the Irish church tradition. It's said to have been written by St. Bride herself, and this is a free translation of it by Seana Whelan, and is called The Heavenly Banquet.
I would like to have the men of heaven in my own house, with vats of good cheer laid out for them. I would like to have the three Marys, their fame is so great. I would like people from every corner of heaven. I would like them to be cheerful in their drinking. I would like to have Jesus too, here amongst them. I would like a great lake of beer for the King of Kings. I would like to be watching heaven's family, drinking it through all eternity.
Brigia Madrill again. Another tradition has it that on L'Il Brigia, the eve of St. Bridget's Day, Brigia travels the world, dressed as a poor old woman. And the person who gives accommodation and sustenance to her that night will be blessed for the whole of the coming year. So let's return to Ruth Kegan and the story from Nedi Beg Homrai, collected by Carl Roeder.
I've heard tell of an old woman who lived out at Baldwin, in a place called Airy Ween. Every night she would go to the door before going to bed and open it and say, Mavanach Lesh na Ferishin, which means, my blessings with the fairies. Also, on Eel Vrija, which takes place at the start of February, she'd prepare the barn for Brigia, lest she should come to visit them. A round table was put in there, with some bread, cheese, and a casket of ale. A big fat candle was placed on the table as a light for Brigia, and the bed was shaken up to make her comfortable, and the door was left open wide. Then she'd say, Brigia, Brigia, whoever's house you come to our house tonight. Once there was a young man called Duan Lewin who was going after the young women, and he was on his way home when he saw a light in the barn at Airy Ween. When he saw the stuff on the round table, he sat down on the chair and ate the bread and cheese till he had had his fill and drank all the ale. Then he got up onto the bed and rolled himself around and made it look like someone had been sleeping in there. And when the day was about to break, he made his way home. When the old woman of Airy Ween came to the barn to see whether Brigia had made a visit, she saw that the bread and cheese had all been eaten and the ale had all been drunk. She lifted up her hands and crossed herself, and she clapped her hands with joy that Brigia had been in the barn and that she had accepted the bread, the cheese and the ale. She exclaimed to the people passing by that Brigia's blessing would be on her this year. Duan Lewin didn't say a word about it until after the old woman's death. So she died believing that it had been Brigia in the barn that night.
Brigia, Brigia, tagus mahai, tagus a taiem noch. Brigia, Brigia, taro tagus a taiem noch. O fajuli and doris de Brigia as lig de Brigia chitstiak. Brigia, Brigia taru, geset haiem no.
Ruth Kegan and the tale of the old woman of Airy Ween, in English this time. A chomas nu brige gol magit mushin im bach shaw, va pech en ya helia gol magit nis de macha moral al brige. As her house like unto mona geish. Ta de chian re crina cochon trish lal brige, as to the regedden sin oglier clowitig archibald crejean. As the nisjau cochon trish an emshire. Va cumulti vanning gin an emshire lal brige, as mach a shenva ginu feshness the hempshire son lern elier a hits of lane. As ons pert va shen ner kunta credu, ons a fair elier shaw va gulmugits an imbach shaw, ner awad giri veon a chorer be. William Cashin's collection of Old Manx Lore was produced as a booklet called Manx Folklore in 1912. In it he has this to say. Every ditch had to be full of rain or snow on St. Bridget's Day, so that the old Calyag, or witch, couldn't gather the brass nags or faggots for firing. If she could lay in a stock of firing on that day, there would be bad weather in the spring. But if she couldn't gather the brass nags, there would be fine weather. Well, this is a reference to a figure known as Calyach na Gwaishag, the old woman of the spells, or Calyach na Gromach, the sullen or gloomy or sulky old woman. In An Lior Mananach, the precursor to the proceedings of the Isle of Man Natural History and Antiquarian Society, which is now called Isle of Man Studies, the story of Calyach na Gromach, Calyach na Gwaishach, is related like this. Calyach na Gromach, the gloomy or sulky witch, was said to have been an Irish witch who'd been thrown into the sea by the people of Ireland with the intention of drowning her. However, being a witch, she declined to be drowned, and floated easily until she came to the Isle of Man, when she landed on the morning of St. Bridget's Day. It was a fine bright day, and she went to work to gather brass nags, sticks to light a fire, by which she was able to dry herself. The spring that year was a wet one. It's said that every St. Bridget's Day morning she still goes out to gather brass nags to make a fire by which to dry herself, that if it be fine up to noon, and she succeeds in doing this, then a wet spring will follow. But if the morning be wet, and she can't get dry, then the spring will be a dry one. We'll know from the weather on the morning of Lal Brige, St. Bride's Day, St. Bridget's Day, this coming Saturday, the 1st of February, whether Calyach na Gwaishag, Calyach na Gromach, has been successful or not. But, whether or no, there's an event being held on Saturday afternoon, an illustrated talk by Chris Callow, about Manx intact farms, looking at how they started to develop and what brought about their demise. Chris Callow's talk will be held at 2:30 p.m. in the Guild Room, adjoining Peel Methodist Church in Athol Street, Peel, and is another in the series organised by the Manx branch of the Celtic Congress. However, it's not simply for Celtic Congress members, all are very welcome indeed, and it would be helpful if people were to make a donation of £3 to help meet overheads. So that's 2:30 this Saturday afternoon, the 1st of February, Lal Brige, in the Guild Room, Athol Street, Peel. Chris Callow talking about Manx intact farms. As mas August a lair gain, a shen a na lair tajach ari, be jaduni melina. Shachan lay as ta enam gilgach air, lal murra na gainal, as ta murra shaw a vudjin murra. Heel shin the rau cred you on. Ons acht jindersach enjach heris gieren de vlinten, de ren nu brisha gol back ons tred de hoene lesje vodjin moore gouds wie rugger jise ons Bethlehem. Sjaan re chrine e, as ries te regetten ons foglor Archibald Crejean, lel moore na geinel, lje vader, lje einel. Sjendig re, na vellach een lje aarn jen jaure ersoel vos, ma so jorischen le sjo, ta feim een lje aarn jay vader na bein, marn, ta hanacht een lesch fazach had, as lje eil. Sjendig re, lje aarn a voin, as creer bi elje vaslai laaste, de reil tje as de eerlijke bi. The 2nd of February is Lael Morunagainl, the feast day of Mary of the Candles, or Candlemas. In Manx, that church service itself is known as Lasten Kainl, the burning of the candle. It's a relic of a Judaic belief that a woman was unclean in childbirth, and on the 40th day after the birth, which was also 33 days after the circumcision of a son, the mother goes to the temple to be purified and to present the baby. According to St. Luke's Gospel, the baby Jesus was held by Simeon in the temple, whose story gives us the Nunc Dimittis, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. Hjarn, nish tau corcid de de hjarvent, partel und si, cordel ris de hu. Son tamahulian wagen de haueltes. Tauer chereel de ve erna heilsige, fenish de hulje fobel. Seilje de heilsgen erna hasuni, as glor de fobel Israel. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all the people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Simeon's declaration that Jesus was a light to lighten the Gentiles led Christians later to the practice of bringing candles to celebrate the event. According to some sources, Christians began Candlemas in Jerusalem as early as the 4th century, and the lighting of candles is said to have begun in the 5th century. However, there are other sources which suggest a much later date, with Candlemas being observed by blessing candles only from the 11th century. According to Mona Douglas, there was a dance in which four couples danced around the central figure of Murra, who held a lighted candle, and during the dance the four men lit their candles from her flame, before all the dancers processed into the church for a blessing. Whatever we make of that description, Mona Douglas collected a tune for the dance from Margaret Quayle of Milltown, and this is it, played for us by Mira Royal. And as we listen to it, perhaps we ought to think about a traditional saying for this day, collected by G.W. Wood this time. Taked an amren gol de you ping the fail murra. Women have a right to go and drink a pennyworth for the feast of Mary. Well, I wonder what an old penny would have bought all those years ago. Quite a lot, I shouldn't wonder. As Claire Kilgallen, RBV, was telling us recently in Shachlay, on what'll be Lael Morunagainl, that's this coming Sunday, the 2nd of February, at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock you can go along to the Erin Arts Centre for performances of the Stage Door Entertainment musical production of M is for Manx Cat. Tickets are £5, and that's this Sunday afternoon in the Erin Arts Centre, Sunday the 2nd of February. M is for Manx Cat. As I sent us in a jitkus jera and Claire Shaw, that brings us to the end of this edition of Shark Lay. So, from me, Bob Carswell, Vaughan Peen, Robert de Carslach, Sled New.